Welcome to GoGoTraining.com. My name is Dave Cole, and in this show, we're going to discuss how some bad decisions in our data center floor planning can have a significant impact on our data center capabilities, our energy efficiency, and our overall operating costs. To learn more about me, my background, and what courses I offer, be sure to check out my profile at GoGoTraining.com. Okay, let's get started. So we're getting ready to lay out the equipment in our data center. We're lucky. We've got a big empty space, so we've got plenty of room to work with. That makes our job much easier. We don't have to worry so much about exactly where we're going to put anything. If we happen to put a crack unit in the wrong place, or maybe leave a little bit too much open space between the wall and our first row of racks, we can always fix that later, right? Unfortunately, we've just made our first big mistake. We may not know it now, but we'll figure it out later when that row of racks we thought would fit doesn't quite squeeze into our remaining space. Or maybe we're forced to put a crack unit in a place which doesn't line up with the hot aisles. Or maybe we find our data center is not quite as energy efficient as we thought it was going to be. We didn't plan out very well, and now we're starting to pay the price for that. When we're laying out a data center floor plan, we need to understand a very important fact. The first phase of equipment deployment often constrains later deployments. In other words, what we do today is going to come back and bite us later on if we're not careful. It means it's very important to plan out the complete floor layout in advance. So we're going to build in a modular fashion. We'd like our data center to grow as we grow. We want to build what we need now, but we want to plan for the future. Now, certainly our plans may change. We may have faster growth than we expected. We may have slower growth than we expected. We may get new technologies. A new virtualization may come in and suddenly we need half the number of servers that we thought. Or our company may acquire another company and suddenly we need twice as many servers as we thought. But even though our plans may change, we need to design our floor plan with an eye toward the future. We want to make sure we're not painting ourselves into a corner. So let me give you an example. Let's say we're thinking about being able to support different rack densities in our data center. So maybe we're going to do some low density cooling for our low density racks, right? Some perimeter cooling. Maybe we're going to plan on some higher density racks later on and put in some in-row cooling. And maybe at some point we think, you know what, we might even go all out and put in some rack-based cooling, right? In order for us to do this, we're going to need to be able to run piping to each rack. So, do we run the piping now? No, because we're not positive we're going to go in that direction. But we do want to make sure that we're not doing anything now that's going to prevent us from doing this in the future. So if we think we might incorporate water cooling, I want to go ahead and plan where that piping would be and make sure that I haven't locked myself into anything. Failing to plan the whole data center in advance can cost us in a number of ways. In fact, most existing data centers have run into one or more of these problems: a 10 to 20% loss of overall equipment capacity, or 20% power density loss. Okay, I get how we could run into a loss in equipment capacity if we didn't space things out, right? If we didn't leave enough room for a row of racks, for example, we've lost the opportunity to put more equipment into the data center. But how does my failure to plan out the whole data center impact the density I can support in my racks? Can I just add more equipment into my racks? Well, we need to understand that the floor plan affects almost all facets of the data center. Not only the number of racks, it also impacts our power consumption and our achievable power density. Most people are surprised to learn that electrical power consumption is greatly affected by the floor layout. Our floor layout has a significant impact on cooling system effectiveness, especially for traditional perimeter cooling. If we can't effectively cool our equipment, it impacts the power density we can achieve. In fact, a poor layout can decrease our allowable density for a rack by as much as 50% or more. Think about how this is going to impact our overall data center capabilities. Let's say, for example, my data center is constrained by size. Maybe I've only got enough room in my data center for 100 racks. And now let's say that my poor design limits me to 2 kilowatts per rack. Now my overall data center just became limited to a total of 200 kilowatts. By not being able to put more equipment in the racks, I've now limited the capabilities of my entire data center. Okay, I get that, but can't I just fix it later? It's not impossible, but in reality, it very rarely happens. This is not the same as your wife wanting to rearrange the living room furniture, right? Honey, put the couch over on that side. No, let's try the couch over here. You know, it's not too hard to move a couch. It's not so easy to move a crack unit, or a UPS, or piping, or to turn an entire row of racks around to face a different direction. So in reality, it's difficult or impossible to recover the loss of performance once the equipment is deployed. Once we put it down, it's like putting a stake in the ground. It's there for history. The bottom line is, we need to plan out the entire data center in advance. If we do that, we'll end up with a data center which won't limit you as you move forward. We don't want those constraints on us. There are enough constraints in the data center as it is between power density and cooling and space. We don't want to artificially limit our ability to grow as we move forward. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you'd like to learn more about this topic, please go to my course, Data Center Infrastructure Management, on gogotraining.com, and you can see the full course outline. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you again on gogotraining.com.